Hey everybody, this is Scott Johnson of Extra Life Radio, and you might be wondering, why am I getting a small supplemental show on the weekend? It's not just because I have a cold, which is giving me a deeper voice than one might expect. It's because we had the first Extra Life meetup at the X-Men 3, X-Men United premiere that we saw last night. And I wanted to share with you some audio from the experience. Now, the only warning I would have is that there are a couple of spoilers in here. So if you haven't seen the film, you may want to wait to listen to this until you have. They're not huge, but they're enough to, you know, they're kind of two decent sized ones. But also, the audio quality isn't awesome. In this, my iRiver is kind of a little staticky, picks up a lot of outside noise, especially in crowds. And so it's just a little bit on the harsh side, but not too bad. And this is just a really cool chance for you to hear the voices of lots of Extra Life community members that have been around for a while, some long time, some short time, that all happen to live near me. So we decided to go to X-Men 3, check it out, and have a good time. Some pretty funny stuff in there, so I hope you enjoy. It's about 12 minutes, and we'll, of course, have our regular Tuesday night show coming up here shortly, but wanted to get this out there for those who are interested. So, enough talk, and on with the X-Men 3 premiere and the Extra Life Utah meetup.
Okay, so we're here at X-Men 3. Kim, hi.
Hello.
We're here with the kids. Say hi.
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 Say hi, Nick.
Hi.
That's the kids, and we're here with a whole bunch of people from the Extra Life message boards and ELR radio show listenership, and we'll talk to them as we get into the theater and get their feelings before the movie starts. See you then. I don't know. So I'm standing here... Standing here recording and talking to Andrew, who happened to just call me. Andrew, say something. Hold on a sec. Say it right. Wait a minute. Say it right now.
It's really good that you said that you're out in the public. You can't operate technology.
Nice, dude. Okay, so we're standing here. Guys, to save the spot in line, they actually put a sign up on the phone booth that says, "For the Horde," and that was going to be the way that we'd let people know that this was the line that we were in. And I think it's funny that I'm afraid people might see the phone and not use it because it says "For the Horde." In other words, it's reserved for nothing but Horde users, which is pretty funny if you think about it. Don't you think?
Yeah.
All right. So we're making our way in. Crowd's getting huge. It's kind of crazy. Good times. Best part of hanging out in a line like this is you know the kids are going to have to pee any minute. What's the matter? Does he have to pee?
No. Not yet.
Not yet?
There's
still time?
There's still some time.
All right. There's still time to pee. So we're sitting here waiting for the movie, and who should show up but the other guy? Mark, say hi.
Hello!
So you're here to see X-Men as well?
Yes, except for I'm in a different time. I'm better than you guys.
He's after us, so if it sucks, he won't know for another half an hour.
Right. Well, I'll know at the same time you guys, since it's just a half an hour later. It's not a 20-minute movie, Scott.
So this is good. It's actually Mark's. This is Mark's return as the other guy to the Extra Life radio show, and it's in a very strange way. So I'm glad you were here.
Well, it's good to be here.
Yeah. So we'll see you later. Enjoy the film.
Woohoo!
Way to go. All right, dude. See ya. Okay, I'm standing here with Becca, who's in line just adjacent from this stupid whatever this is. What is this? Turnstile thing? How's it going?
Not too bad.
Good. And who are you here with?
This is my girlfriend, Laura.
And Laura, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. See another female voice on the podcast. Don't ever say I'm not equal opportunity, stupid guy. You excited about the movie?
You know, not too much, but I'm going to see it anyways.
I'm more excited by the fact that there's a handful of us here that are all kind of like, kind of know each other in a weird way, and now we know each other in a real way. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's creepy too.
Yeah. It's a little creepy. No kidding. But it should be good fun. Hopefully the movie's good. Hopefully it doesn't suck. I've had some bad early reviews. If you had to say right now before seeing it what you think it's going to ultimately be, and I won't reveal it to anyone until after the movie, what would you say?
I think it'll be too short is like the biggest problem, I think.
How long is it supposed to be?
An hour and 53 minutes, I think.
Oh, dude.
It's the shortest of the three.
May as well have just done direct to TV or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. Thanks for taking a moment.
Oh, no problem.
All right. All right, with me is Spencer, also known as After Spencer on the Extra Life message boards. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have these seats. So thanks collectively from everybody.
You are so welcome.
Yeah. So is this kind of weird hanging out with people you only see on message boards?
Well, I was talking with Keck, and we're like, yeah, I'm trying to convince my wife we're going to go and hang out with people, you know, from the internet, people we don't know. What do you do?
Well, I have to admit, when I first heard we were going to do this, I was at first just a little creeped out because I was like, it's kind of nice having it just be online.
It's true.
Yeah. But here we are. It's done. And you think we may do things like this in the future?
I'd hope so.
Yeah, I hope so as well. Like other movie preview, or like Superman will be out in like a month. I was thinking Cars would be a good one.
Cars would be a good one.
Yeah. So
the kids to that one.
Yeah, the kids can come. They're here for now this anyway, which might be a mistake. They'd love this kind of crap, though, because I helped raise them. But anyway, yeah, I think it's a pretty good turnout. So we got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, including wives and kids. We got about 13 people.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for talking to me.
Sure thing.
Okay, this is really weird. This movie theater is actually giving out birthday announcements.
Happy birthday to these two special guests. We sure appreciate it.
Weird.
Happy birthday
to you. Okay. Dude, it's like being at like Chili's or something.
I was thinking, have you ever been to Desert Star?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Something like that. All right, happy freaking birthday. I should have announced something, like the Keck is here. The Keck, everyone fear the Keck. All right, so the movie just ended, and we've been told that we're supposed to hang around to the very end because something cool is going to happen. We have no idea what, so a fair amount of people are hanging around.
A lot more are leaving than I thought were going to.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. It's almost a 50-50, so all our people are staying, our people. And we'll see what it is. I hear it's really cool. And this might be a spoiler for those listening, so if you want to skip ahead on the podcast, now is the time to do it. All right, so it's ending. Getting the final credits here. I hope this is working. Wouldn't it suck if all this recording didn't work?
Yeah.
Oh. Who's that?
Hello, Moira.
What?
Someone could take your body.
Yeah. Who?
Whoa.
So what's the deal?
That was like a professor.
Well, it was.
She went into that body.
Oh, his consciousness went into that body.
From the beginning.
Alright. Alright, so we're out of X-Men 3. Jeff is here with me. Jeff, what did you think of the graphics?
The graphics were awesome.
Did you like it? Was it a good movie?
Yeah, very good.
Alright. Did you rank it higher or lower than the other two?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Yeah. I would say probably number two was maybe a little better, but yeah. This one was just kind of sadder because so many people.
Because everybody croaked.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And now Xavier's some homeless guy. As far as we can tell.
Give it away.
Oh, whoops. Oh. Spoiler alert. Okay. Be positive. Okay, Mac standing right here. Mac, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was okay, but the one scene in the movie with the Juggernaut made the movie amazing. That's all I can say.
You like that. All right. Yeah. Did you like the Patton-like speech that Wolverine gave everybody before they went off to fight and die?
Sure.
That was my most hated part of the show.
I didn't really pay attention to that.
Sweet. You still playing guitar?
A little.
Keep it up.
All right.
All right, good. That was Mac. Let's talk to Spencer real quick. Spencer, what'd you think?
It was great.
Good. Do you like the graphics?
Oh, the graphics were great.
Good. What was your favorite part?
Oh, man. I like Wolverine in the forest. That was cool.
That was pretty cool. What was your most hated part?
The Wolverine speech.
Absolutely.
It's too bad the guy was responsible for your most hated and your most liked scene.
Well, it's Wolverine. What can you say? You gotta have both sides.
Yeah, they never do a joke about him in a metal detector. Have you noticed that?
I would love to see that.
Yeah. I think we should talk to whoever's in charge.
Let's do it. Let's write a script for X4.
All right. Thanks for your answer.
Who else?
What'd you think?
It was awesome.
Sweet. You loved it?
Yes.
Kiss my butt.
Okay.
Okay. We need to know what your opinion was of the film.
Well, I like the graphics.
But it was actually, I liked it a lot. It was a lot deeper than I expected. It was pretty
Same here.
Emotional.
A lot of people that I read about kind of made it sound a little bit too light on story and character. I thought it wasn't quite as bad as I said.
I would agree with that.
What was your favorite part?
I like the part at the end where, I'm not going to tell that part.
Oh, that one part with where Ferris Bueller talks to the camera?
Yes.
That's the one?
That's the one.
Okay, sweet. And you like the graphics?
I thought the graphics were pretty good.
What was your most hated part?
Probably when I didn't like it.
I hated the speech that Wolverine gave in the place before they left. Like the whole, hey everybody, we're doing this for the team and blah blah blah. That was kind of crappy.
Yeah, that was pretty crappy.
The Keck agrees.
And bring me your weapon.
All right, man, thanks. All right, Becco, your thoughts on the film overall?
It was actually pretty good.
Could've better than you thought going in, right?
Yeah, a lot better, but it could have been longer.
Okay, because you were saying before the movie you thought, I don't know, but then the length thing was still an issue. You still think it should have been longer?
Yeah, it could have been like a 3-hour movie instead of 2 hours. And
all right, so your favorite part of the show?
The scene at Jean Grey's home, the last scene when the home gets destroyed and someone dies.
Yeah, no one dies that we know of. Captain Picard lives.
Poor Picard.
He lives again. He's in the ready room. Everything's fine. What was your most hated part?
I have to say the most annoying part was the whole bridge thing. It looks so crappy, the bridge getting pulled over.
Didn't like that.
No, it was,
You know what I didn't like? The worst graphics were is when Wolverine had 2 holes in his gut, but then didn't. Later on, that shirt was just fine. Now, I don't mean the gut holes. I mean, like, the shirt wasn't torn anymore. So, apparently, he has healing shirts.
His hand powers extend to even his clothes. I mean, you should have watched, like, 5 minutes later after the end. When his shirt's, like, gone, it heals. It's bad.
Heals right up.
Like, 5 minutes later. And what happened to his pants?
Yeah, his pants stayed on. He's like the Hulk now.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's the other thing I noticed. It seems like every other mutant looks like a urinal cake to me. They're blue.
Yeah.
What's with blue mutants? They all look like urinal cakes. You know what I'm talking about. Now the women are like, urinal cake.
Well, your blood is blue when it's inside your body. So.
Oh, it is?
I think so.
I feel educated now. All right, well, I think, have we covered it? Is there anything else we want to say about the show? Go, yes.
I really wish they'd had Jubilee and Gambit. I was disappointed.
Yeah, we need a guy with flaming playing cards. He's the man we needed. Actually, I like Gambit. I think he would have been good. I'm sad there was no Nightcrawler this time.
Yeah. I heard the actor said no.
He said no?
That's what I heard.
Oh, he's
too busy doing, like, Wiener Boy independent films.
Yeah, and GoldenEye, too.
And GoldenEye, too. He was in GoldenEye, too?
No, he was in GoldenEye.
Really?
He was? With Boris.
I thought Boris was... Oh, yeah. No, that is Boris.
Yes, he's Boris. Nightcrawler is Boris.
Yeah, Boris. I shot him in the head in the game.
Yeah, so did I.
I wanted to mention that.
You know which part gave me chills?
What?
The trailer for Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah, that looked pretty good, actually, I thought. Ghost Rider. If they pull that off, it could be good. But every time I look at... what's his name?
Who's the guy?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. All I think of is him stealing Huggies with a sock over his face.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not sure about riding straight up a building.
Yeah, I need me a baby high, and I need him now. What do you have to say about that? That's a weird reference. If you haven't seen Raising Arizona in a while, you won't know. Anything else? Have we covered it?
I think we have.
Oh, yeah, baby. All right, well, signing for the Horde.
For the Horde.
Let's do it really loud. Ready? Hey, Spencer, you got to get in on this. We're going to do one last For the Horde on three, okay, for this thing. In 1, 2, 3.
For the Horde!
Watch it just be static.
He's like,
all right.
Do it for the Extra Life Radio Show for this small supplemental mini cast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to be a part of the program, send us an email, myextralife@gmail.com, visit the site, myextralife.com, or call us on the crap line, 206-203-CRAP. We'd love to hear about your feelings regarding the film, X-Men 3, X-Men United. So send those in, and we'll play them on Tuesday's show. Thanks, everybody.
See that bird has flown too high. Pretty soon it will be tired.